today we'll talk about consciousness as a very being of a man. And you know, in the last couple of years now, but in these last days, I'm more interested in the consciousness of a man. The more I live and look at these things, you know, I've seen many, many people that went through spiritual experiences, good things, but they still would go back to the very being of who they are. The spiritual experience passes by, something is forgotten in your life. If you experience something in your life, but a man always, and I mean always, goes back or returns to the place of who he really is. Are there mature people that understand what I'm saying right now? If there are people that went through encounters, and a couple of years go by, and where they go, they end up in the place where they began, who they are. Some people think that encounter is some sort of magical pill, or some sort of special visitation of heaven. Beloved, again, I tell you this, no. In your subconscious, something has to be there to change you. And today we will talk about these unique nuances. How do you garden and use your consciousness if it's going the wrong way? We will answer these things. So listen to me, just be with me, and maybe you will receive something for yourself useful today. So, I'll say this. I'm seriously interested in the consciousness of a man right now. What's unique is that I've noticed that in consciousness, a man, conscious state, a man would destroy himself, curse himself, and it all would happen while he's still in his house. You know what I've noticed? What I've noticed one time, many years ago, by looking at this one man, what's unique is I saw the man would go into his house. After a couple of days, he would come out completely destroyed and very. You understand what I'm saying? Beloved, explain that to me. How is it a man might not even talk to anybody, just be home a couple of days, and he comes out. Not only is he destroyed, he's totally destroyed completely. Tell me what that is. For me, that's a secret. You understand, right? How is it possible? A man is such an interesting individual that likes to blame others and their problems. Isn't it so? We always want to blame someone. Isn't it so? That's how we live. This is who we are. At work, the boss is to blame. Or in your marriage, it's your husband or your wife to blame. Or children. And we always want to blame someone. This is our being. This is what they do in the world. They do it in the church. They do it everywhere. My children do it. That they were 2-3 years old. They were blaming each other. Okay? So, that is not a secret, but look. But for me, what's unique is that for us, for destruction, just like a man cannot be caught and you cannot destroy him, no matter where he'd be. I've seen people that would survive without hands or legs. I've seen people that didn't have body parts that were more positive than the ones that had money. We're not even talking about body parts here. Explain that to me. What is a man? Is it amount of money? Is it a good life? Is it health? Is it beautiful eyes, lips, haircuts? What? Is a man. A man is consciousness, beloved, and consciousness is who you are. It's who you see yourself as. No, while watching one program, it was interesting that one man had his limbs amputated, and sometimes he says, when I fall asleep or close my eyes, I feel my hands, I know they're there. He feels in the spirit realm his hands, they're there. Maybe they're not in the physical, but they are here. We need to stop looking with our eyes, because we miss many things that way, and vice versa, our focus can be totally off when we look at something and not the things which should be. So for me, a man is not something that came positive or something like that. No, for me, a man is who you are right now in your consciousness. Tell me truly. Let's just sit down and you tell me who you see yourself as, because you either want it or not, your consciousness will bring you there, and you will enter into that image. of the one that you see inside of you. And so what's important is not to change your path or ways. Some people say stop at doing it. No, what you need to do is change your thinking, your thoughts, your consciousness, your direction, and you will see how you will no longer would want to go there, okay? So, beloved, this is it right here. We're just warming up our engine to go further.
So,
Solomon says a very unique phrase. He says, you have your thoughts inside of you, that's who you are. Says the thoughts that you have inside of your soul, this is who you are. Solomon clearly told us, he understood this, that thoughts, not just talk, not your action, but your thoughts, your consciousness, that's you. And no matter what you put on yourself, no matter how good you look, I'm not talking about negative things here. No, I'm saying that we, in our consciousness inside of us, we know who we are really. You understand, right? And that is the picture. Majority of people try to change naturally.
The things that are
happening because of the way you are in your consciousness. Consciousness can go way ahead. Consciousness can, it takes you out and quicker makes you up right here in your head. But the body lives in time and it catches up with the consciousness. You understand, right? So we, in our consciousness, you can become a monster, a dirty individual, a sinner, whoever you, whatever think of in your consciousness, but not in your body. But if you don't stop, your consciousness in your body will catch up with your consciousness eventually. You think people get into problems, alcoholism, cheat, whatever. No. It took a while for that image to be painted. No one goes into a liquor store all of a sudden and gets drunk to a level of unconsciousness. No one does that just like that. It has to be a preparation process. You have to really work on your image right here so that then you can enter into it. And I'll say this. And then so that later on you will not be able not to enter it. Because either one or not, you will not be able not to enter it. You will enter it. And this is that box consciousness. This is where we are moving further. You are receiving something for yourself. So be very careful, because many people will tell you, for instance, stop doing this. Just stop doing that. Drop that. That is already a result of your consciousness. People want to take things away, the things that you no longer are. You could be even worse in your consciousness, okay? This is just flowers. And I'm not working with this right here. I don't care about that. I'm working with this right here. I'm working with the heart of a man. Because if I was successful to capture your problem in your consciousness, I saved you in the reality. If I was able to capture your problem in your heart or in your consciousness, I stopped you for the actions later on. So my goal as a preacher or as a pastor to go a little further than where you are right now, to help you, for you to make up this picture and this image, and you can get there. So, whatever is not a part of you cannot stay in you. Whatever did not become a part of you cannot stay in you. It is there temporary, maybe. It could be put on you, temporary. But what is not a part of you cannot remain with you. So, beloved, I am begging you, stop. Let's stop playing masquerades, games, and let's work right there in the invisible realm where that's the very meaning of life. That is where the important things are. Right there in the invisible realm where we make up our image that many couple of years we turn into. Our body will finally catch up to it. Let's fix that. In other words, you're sitting in the car. You have a navigation system. We've talked about this before. Change the address. Do not say, oh, I will take a U-turn here. No. The navigation system will reroute you and bring you into that right address that is in there. So you need to change the address and not take turns right or left. Oh, they told me not to drink, so I'll no longer drink. A navigation system tells you in 200 miles you have a liquor store. Turn right. So, beloved, the navigation system will take you to the place of who you are. Stop fighting it. This is really just a stupid method. Fighting with the flesh and blood. It's stupid. Everything that you see right now, you're too late. This is the fruit. This is alive. This is breathing. This is the nature right here. You need to work with me over there in the future to change that what is in the present currently. Did you guys get it, or was I a little too far? You're with me. Hallelujah. Catch up with me. I fly fast. So, this is one of those moments and principles that I want to reveal to the church. You have to understand this and receive this into your spirit and change not the physical thing. How many of us try to change this right here? I will give you a secret right now and an answer. Why? You cannot change this? Because this is not it. You don't get it, huh? You change something that does not exist. Oh, you don't get it. I understand that I'm a little further, swimming a little deeper than usual. Listen, you change that where you were. Tell me, how many of you can change yesterday? Oh, we're beginning to think. Did you drink coffee this morning? You with me? Just as much as you cannot change yesterday, your body is yesterday. That's where your body lives. It is a missed element. It is not where you at. You think this is where you at. This is where you were. Where you at right now, currently. I'm sorry. It's where you were. Where you are headed is in your consciousness right now. You understand? This right here, flesh, my body is in the past. For a fleshy individual, this is the current time, present time. For a spiritual man, this is the past. This is where my future brought me, and that is why I need to change that. So this will change. In other words, people try to change something that has been missed. People every day try to work on today, but that day does not exist in the spirit. I think I went a little too far. Are you all with me? Anyone? Okay, three people. Good. You know, sometimes I want to swim a little deeper, and I'm not sure if the church is ready to go that deep. Okay, good. So, again, I will tell you this. You try to change something that in the spirit realm, listen, in the spirit realm is not there. In the spirit realm, today is yesterday's day. It is the result. This is what happened for God. You know what is the reality for God? It's your spiritual man. It's your consciousness. It's the image that is right now in your head. For God, that is the reality. This is why it is written. If you look at the woman with a desire, why? Because you right now done something you didn't sin yet. You know what Pharisees will say? Jesus will tell them, you think that you sinned right here? You think that... He said, listen, stop. You've done it right here in your head. And according to my law, you already missed it because it's in your consciousness now. And when you've done it, you fornicated in the natural, God says, you know what, you already sinned. You understand what I'm saying right now? I'm turning on the Bible so that you can understand what I'm saying. For God, what's current, you didn't bring it into reality, just left your head. You didn't take a step to that reality. But God says, you already did it. Because your spirit is outside of time and it sins. I'm sorry. The spirit is not sin, but what sins is your consciousness right here, this box that has to be sanctified by God. You understand? Okay, just stay with me. Okay. We warmed up the engine, so... Whatever is not a part of you cannot remain in you. That is why stop playing roles, many different roles. Stop this act. Remember, you will always return to who you are and who you were first of all, in your consciousness.
Тебе не нужно изменить.
You don't need to change.
Тебе нужно изменить.
I mean, you need to change not.
Знаете, то, что ты делаешь сейчас.
What you're doing currently. What you need to change is the direction. Who you are in your subconscious. I mean, in your consciousness. This is it.
Проблема многих христиан, знаете, в чём?
Problem of many Christians is in this.
В том, что стоит сейчас перед тобой. Вот мы разговаривали с человеком.
What is standing before you? For instance, you're talking to a man.
И знаете, в чем боль и проблема?
And you know where the pain and problem is when you ask him.
Что ты видишь?
What do you see about
ты, куда ты идешь?
You and where you're headed.
И знаете, в чем прискорбная проблема?
And you know
все, что ты перед собой
the problem
видишь,
is everything that you see before yourself. This is all that there is.
Я еще раз объясню.
Again, I'll
все, что
explain.
Ты
everything
видишь.
That you see
вот почему
before yourself.
Никогда. Никуда не войдет, потому что нам кажется, что мы должны с вами сделать что-то в плоти.
We feel like we have to
в плоти это полная
глупость.
Когда ты сделал что-то
idiotic.
В плоти, это должно
flesh,
быть или последствия того своего сознания, которое создает Бог образом внутри тебя. Ты идешь. Или если ты это сделал шаг нелегально, без сознания, ты потом назад вернешься туда.
Ты здесь?
Хорошо, следи за мной.
Okay, just pay attention. Stay with me. So, talking to people, Pastor, what should I do? What should I do to go to do? You know how many times do I hear this? Pastor, tell me, what is my next step?
Твой следующий шаг уже должен быть давно сделан.
Your next step has to be
твой
taken
следующий образ
right
должно
here.
Быть получен, давно получен от Бога.
Your
и загружен
next image has to be downloaded and received from God into your consciousness.
Ты уже должен быть руководим
you have to be
им.
Directed by him.
У тебя уже должна быть навигация навигационная на дикую землю. Кто-то понимает?
Focused onto the promised land. You understand? Look.
В их сознании, знаете,
in their consciousness,
в их
you
сознании
know, talk to these people,
нет будущего.
In their consciousness, there is no future. There are no images of who they are in the eyes
знаете,
of God. You know what? The most important thing
человека.
For the ones that are born
это
from above.
Начать,
it's not to begin.
Это не перестать грешить.
It's not to stop
хотя это приходит,
sinning, even though that happens. In your walk towards God, all this garbage falls away that you no longer require. And Paul says, "I was a baby in Christ, and then." When I became mature, all these sinful things departed from me, and sin is just one of the steps of being a baby in Christ. But that's not where we're headed. So there's no future, there's no image of who they are in the eyes of God. And for me, my secret that I want to share with you, the most important thing for my life was not
the
next pastor or not the man or a woman or individual, what they would say. No. For me, it was God. Who am I?
Jacob would ask
God didn't like the name Saul or whatever. Or Simon, and he would be named Paul and Peter.
Нет.
No.
Бог говорил о том, кто он видит их. Он им открывал функцию. Помните,
them,
когда
Saul, their function. Remember, Saul, when he was still Saul, says that he, as he fell, it was revealed to him who he is. God, he says, God showed me who I am and my purpose. The Lord showed it to him long before he became that. Some people look at prophecy and they say, I saw prophecy, and they start doing it. This is not you. This is just a small taste of what you have to download right here.
Not
right away start acting in it.
Пошел,
the way that you went, you'll call back pretty quickly. Forget it. Oh, I see. And prophecies are from God, and then we get into these problems. And we think this prophecy is not from God. This is not a God's prophet. This word came to you to give you a direction so that to show God's picture for you. It's not you just yet. It's not even 100% that you will get there. It's just a variation of how God sees you. If you will accept this variation, will you want to accept this coordination, this address, address? Would you, in your consciousness, want to receive this and say, that's it, that's where we're going, and change the address,
and
little by little, this address will lead you where God desires you to be. Look.
Итак,
so,
секрет заключается в том,
this,
чтобы увидеть себя именно тем,
yourself,
кем видит тебя Бог. Некоторые люди говорят, у меня есть идея насчет себя. Ты глупый человек.
If you say that, you are silly and
я думаю, что вот мои способности сюда. Ты не понял. Ты даже не знаешь.
No, you don't get it. You don't
вы думаете, что Бог создал землю и для всего сделал предназначение,
а мы выбор.
Вот такие умняки, вот такие разные, вот такие, которые там могут атом расщепить. Ну просто вот Бог выбрал. Он
separate an atom, cell. He just like totally missed it with us. He's like thinking, what should we do with them? Every bug, every bird, every bacteria has a purpose.
Everything
knows the vision and purpose for themselves. You're laughing, but every creation knows, besides us.
Sorry.
Stop. Problem is in this that.
Что туфелька тусуется с Богом?
That the cells hang out with God.
Животное, это все дышащее, славит Бога. Мы с вами
animals,
даже,
all of creation praises the Lord.
Понимаем, но они до сих пор общаются
we don't
Богом.
Understand it, but, I mean, I'm sorry, but all physical realm, everything that's created, all animals and fauna and flora, everything, they praise God and they communicate with Him. How they do it, I don't know. But the Bible says, Jesus said that God takes care of all creation. Daddy has some sort of contract with all these guys, but we
совсем другой путь.
We have a completely different path. We have been given the part of godliness in other way.
Это значит, что бы ты ни выбрал, Бог не будет тебя насиловать или направлять. Ты должен
supernatural sovereign choice.
Это цель всего творения. Выбрать
desire to be with Him. It's the whole purpose
кто хочет быть с Ним. Это цель Бога спрятаться и не показываться, чтобы те, кто
God, to hide and not to show himself only the ones that search for
если
him.
Если бы сейчас Бог пришел и сказал, о, грешники, твари такие,
you're all sinners, you're so bad, get on your knees, we all lie on the floor,
все бы были рожденными свыше. Но нет, Бог дал всем God быть тем, они хотят,
everyone
чтобы увидеть,
a purpose, or at least a chance to be who they wanted to be, and then you see who you want to be. I want to be his child, I want to be his son. I want to be in his will, completely at his sovereign will, and to fulfill the great commission that he has for me. Because I believe if he has created me, he created one of us so professionally, he has a purpose and a goal for you as well. So for me, the most important thing in my life was based, and I wasted years on this, guys. Some people are like fish are nice, they do many different things. Stop. Allow him to show you who you are.
Lock
yourself up in a room in your prayer closet. Ask him. There aren't any tricks that you could do. You just gotta say, God, in your heart, who am I?
You just have to just
take everything aside and say, God, I am tired fighting in this life. Show me. And as soon as he showed me that image, I wasn't it. And I understood who I am. I just started moving in that direction. I received it as mine. I said that my body will catch up with my spirit that's already there. You with me?
When your consciousness receives this image,
when your spirit receives it from God, who you are, in other words, you become that individual. Don't pay attention at your body. It will catch up with you. I understood this in my life. It caught up with me in my situation in 12 years. My body finally caught up with my revelations in the spirit. Because when I got into this process, I already saw for many years who I am. I just told everyone, don't say anything. I just saw the image of God for me because you, all of you, you can't even agree with each other. How can you even teach me? So I will only learn and study from the one that is not double-minded and he does not change his position. Why don't I hear the man because he's one way today, the other way tomorrow? So I'm sorry, you're not my teacher. And Lord have mercy that so I would not be your teacher, quote-unquote. I could be a helper or someone that will be your friend or direct you, but the true teacher is the Holy Spirit. It's Him. So look, the secret to see yourself, there is no other path for us. So be sure. Check and re-check. Are these the direct numbers? Is this the correct address? I don't care what you're doing right now, where you are. This is just the fruit of where your consciousness was maybe 3-4 years ago. I am talking to you right now in the past, in your body, but in the spirit, I'm talking with you in the current state, because the spirit has no limit. And your spirit has to program your consciousness that will lead your body to the reality. You're with me? Did I lose any of you on the sharp turn? How is the translation? Good?
Okay.
Okay.
Хорошо. Итак.
So.
Смотря одну передачу,
by looking at one documentary, знаете, there were champions there. You know, I love MMA, UFC, mixed martial arts, fighting without rules. I like these guys. In the past, I loved this sport, and I was involved in it myself. And, you know, I love some sort of... Not that I like fighting or blood or whatever. No, I'm saying about the sport, that there are true people, individuals that are in the sport, that are true will. You hear and see these people. People, you see, you know, right there, I'm explaining this, hold on. There are two people that have the same weight category. They can bench press the same thing. They are equal according to the categories. Tell me, why is it that one destroys the other? They have training. You'll say they don't train. Yeah, yeah. I've seen people that would win without any training. They would only survive on their will and consciousness. I've seen people that did not know how to fight. They bite people to victory. Your muscles mean nothing. And when I would watch these programs, I was just captivated by certain interviews, and I was shocked how people right there, they're not there in reality, but they're already there in their consciousness, in their understanding. They have pictures and images. They took pictures with the belt, and they put a picture in the bathroom or whatever, in the mirror, in their car. It's not his belt. He still has 10 years to go towards that belt, but he already took a picture with it. He says, this is me, this is my image, this is my goal. Simple people in this world. What happens? Time goes by, he gets to that goal, and then the interview was interesting. In that program, they were interviewing these fighters before they were champions, and they sat down these champions, and then they brought out old clips, way, the ones that were filmed way before they're champions. For instance, there is the host was there, and then there was all these champions from different weight categories. They showed their interviews 5-8 years ago, and what's unique is that when they were showing it to them, I've noticed, I was shocked, they 8 years ago, before they even entered into their title, they already screamed into that microphone, I'm the next champion. Right there? You'll say, oh, you're so prideful. For the spiritual people, he just proclaimed and prophesied the things that he's seen. Beloved, when will this return to the church? The worldly people use the principles of God. Worldly, secular people use the principles of God. And we sit here, oh, I'm hoping changes will come into my life. They will never come. Here is my most positive proclamation. It's not going to happen. Baloney. Because you have no movement forward in your head. You don't have an image from God. You don't have that image that you want to move towards. That is why I guarantee you, 10 years ago, and today, same old, same old. Why? Because in your consciousness, you are the same. Dream. To receive more tax return. To get new tires in the winter season. To marry my daughter. Can you imagine? These are goals. I am flipped out because of these goals. Sometimes you're sitting and thinking, is there anything in your gray biomass? Is there anything else? Is there anything else besides getting married, build a house? Just deal with this life, this earthworm to live in comfort. Do you have that goal and purpose where God wants to lead you? Jesus told Joshua, you know that Joshua was fed from those images. We're going to get to one scripture or one image that will shock you. I will tell you a secret that I was moving in and I still currently moving in it. Look. Any of you
knows
what is this word that I've called it? I never heard it anywhere. I'm going to tell you about it. Spiritual feeding from your future image. I guarantee none of you ever heard this phrase. Some people ask a question. How can you come to that place through all this horror that happens right now? I will tell you. All of you, pay attention. Okay.
Это то, it is my wife knows,
she knows I've done this before and I am doing this always, so
духовное питание от своего будущего образа.
Being spiritually fed from your future image. God gives you a picture or variation of who God sees you wanting to be. And from that image, you will receive power and strength to move forward. You're with me, kind of, right? A little bit? I will explain this to you. So, God shows me who I am, but you are fed by this image. This is wrong.
Until
you look at his image, but fed by, through today, in the spirit realm, this day no longer exists. It is lost already. You will never, you always just have the wonderful dream. But God told me, son, if you want to get to that point, you have to be fed from that image. In other words, I... That day, I spent more time in a day seeing myself in that image. And when I would come out of it, and that was me. You understand what I'm trying to say here? In other words, I would look at myself into my calling, in great crowds, multitudes of people, that image that God showed me many years ago. I am returning to it. I shut my eyes, and I spent hours. I'd go into these images. And that way, God taught me to be fed, not from yesterday's life, the things that are lost, this thing, but to be fed off things that are not existing yet. You're with me, beloved. If you would use this key, I'm just revealing my secret to you. This is my thing. Because some people will probably misunderstand and say, how is that? You're already there. I'm saying with my spirit, yeah. With my body? My body, I don't care. The body is catching up. It's late. It's a little sluggish. It's always slow. Have you noticed how your body slows you down? Can you imagine? In your thoughts, you're already... You're already there. But your body is still here.
Okay?
So be very careful with these things. So I'm explaining this once again. Many years ago, the Lord taught me to look into the future, to experience Him, be fed off of Him, receive strength and power. In other words, no matter what attacks come into my life, I would come out into the spiritual condition of that dream where the Lord has placed me. Some people say this is silliness to sit and just imagine and dream and think and experience all these things. You don't get it. I am not a body. I am a consciousness. In other words, me, with my consciousness, I can move in any year. No, you don't get it.
If
you just figure out what I'm saying right now, many of you will start growing at the lightning speed because your consciousness is not attached to your body. Do you know that some of you right now, in today's day, live by consciousness of the past. Tell me, if you can live, go into your past with your consciousness, and this consciousness is completely destroyed. So God told me, I can, with my consciousness, enter into the future that will feed me and bring me to life. This is what happens to me constantly. This is my secret.
Люди скажут, как ты двигаешься, как ты можешь идти, почему это все? А я тебе еще раз скажу,
again,
я не здесь уже. Ты думаешь, ты ездишь на последней марке Мерседеса?
Ха-ха-ха!
Последнюю марку Мерседеса?
The last or the newest
сейчас
Mercedes right now is in the eyes
and
in the head of the designer.
Ты не на последней марке Мерседеса. Ты всего лишь на том, где он был 3 года назад.
Driving where the designer was 3 years
это
ago.
Это тебе так проще объяснить, чтобы до тебя дошло, что
method of explaining
вот,
this to you.
Вот мой Mercedes,
this
вот
is my Mercedes. For instance, it's the newest model.
Но
I'm driving it. But in my understanding, it's not it.
Designer
is creating a new thing for this model.
Ты дошло уже?
Get it?
Hallelujah.
I understand that this message is for the grown-ups, for the matures. You have to think that we don't see a lot of thinking in other churches. Sorry. Sometimes you just have to nod and say amen, or sometimes sing a song. Right here, you gotta think, you gotta pray. Don't even dare miss a minute. You got up, went to the bathroom, you missed something. So hold on to your pee pee.
Потому что пропустишь, не доходишь.
You're gonna miss it.
Сиди, танцуй там.
Sit there, dance on the chair, no matter.
Ради твоего же блага.
It's for your own good.
Итак.
So. Again, I will repeat this principle. For me, this is solid. I never revealed this before. I thought that I probably never revealed this. Was my thing that God opened up to me. This is where I was, but I'm no longer here, church. You'll say, how is that? Like that. I am not here. Where am I? Where am I? I want to ask you a question. Where are you?
It's with us.
This is a meeting of where we were. This message was already.
It's
for you, that's news. For me, this is not news. It's 100% not news. This is where my consciousness was. These are just principles that I live with. You're with me. For you, it's news. I beg you, take these principles. Forget about everyone who hates you, curses you, whatever. Say, that's it, I'm gone.
Вы тут сидите, там, гоните, что хотите.
Sit here, say whatever you want, I'm going. I went preaching, praying, resurrect the dead.
Нет, ты смеешься.
You're laughing. But this is what I do. I shut my eyes, and I go and resurrect the dead. I go where this will eventually catch up with.
I am headed.
That we touch the nations and hearts, I've already ran through all these
things.
In my consciousness, everything that we put on YouTube, it's, wonderful. I was there a long time ago. For you, it's a conference that will happen. For me, it was already happened maybe 12 years ago. Me and my consciousness already walked in those stadiums, in those rooms. For you, it's news. For me, it's yesterday's day. This is that day where my consciousness was many years ago.
I
beg you.
Перестань жить вот этим
миром. In this world, you look at this and you say, oh my gosh, where are you? Where are you right now in your consciousness? Where?
Представь, вот, где ты сейчас?
Just imagine, where are
you? Ты скажи, я тут.
You say, I'm here.
Некоторые из вас не тут.
Some of you are not here.
Некоторые где-то освобожденные в своей какой-то церкви.
Still stuck somewhere, not completely delivered. Stuck somewhere in the past places with wounds.
Мы просто работаем с многими людьми, знаете, интересно.
We just work with many people.
Я уже вышел из церкви, ты из нее не вышел.
Some people say, I already left all that old stuff, all the religious things. I don't care about your body, your consciousness, your actions, and your heart still is attached to that religion. You're still there with your consciousness. Don't tell me pictures and images. Oh, I left it. No, you didn't. Once you will leave it all behind, everyone will see it. You understand? I no longer do this.
То, что Бог называет реальностью.
You know, it has to happen here where God calls it true reality.
Другими словами, если я не могу получить поддержку в этом времени, когда все, знаете, когда обложили меня кости.
When I was surrounded by trials and tribulations, or hard time comes, you all know what I'm talking about. Periodically, every one of us goes through this time. Beloved, I'm begging you, come out of that time. Depart, just fly away. Fly away, just leave. Let this body go through this process. And then, but you just go, because you are not a body. Again, I tell you this. Stop thinking that this is you. You are a consciousness. You know? There's this unique thought. I think, therefore, I am. I think, therefore, I exist. Therefore, I am. I don't walk around and I am. No, I think, and therefore, I am. Everything happens right here.
You know, the
majority of people that get sick, for instance, like cancer, it's all based upon the images and thoughts and the things that they've decided and accepted right here. They're in some sort of stressful situation, and their cancer cells are captivated. The system, the immune system cannot fight it. It is all based upon the things. The things that you didn't do. All you did was think or allow certain things to process. So, beloved, let's walk in the right places. If we can walk through destruction, curses, the things that happened 20 years ago, your consciousness is still there. I'm sorry. That means with my consciousness, I can be not here. I can be wrong in the future. So I decide. I already decided many years ago not to live here, not to live there, not even live here, but live over there in the future. And this is my secret for you. This is the key that I want to reveal to you. I want to teach you. Stop living yesterday's day. Stop living these things. Okay, look.
Я точно знаю, что до того, как я вошел в мое призвание, в это время, я уже давно в нем жил, двигался вне времени через мой дух.
Некоторые из вас, outside of time, through my spirit, how many of you move in the spirit in your calling outside of your body? I know that there's not a lot of us, that is why I'm here. There's not a lot of us, but I beg you, take this principle. This is how millionaires become millionaires.
Do you think that they were
covered in money because they worked for it? No, they had millions over here. They've seen it in the future. They already entered into it before it happened. Same thing with ministry. Same thing with different things. You have to enter into these things. I understand there are certain moments that the devil uses. The devil does not create anything. He does not create. He just takes principles of God
and
gives it for money to people that work for his kingdom, for power, for many different things. He gives these secrets that I give to you for free. You don't need to pay anything for them. You just take these principles and live. Live in your consciousness over there, and the body will catch up. So when some people say, do you know what happened? I'm like, I really don't care. And they say, how is that? I say, I don't know. My body is here. Sometimes it feels bad, but my consciousness, beloved, my consciousness cannot feel bad if I will not allow it to feel bad. So catch this thin or this small thought. You're not legs, you're not arms, you're not the body, you're not everything that you see right now or around you. You're the creation, yes. Just as much as you will direct your consciousness, that is how and where you will be.
Вот почему сатане очень важно выиграть полигон твоего сознания. Затем он
to win the battlefield
of
your mind, creates the images in your mind for your self-destruction. He needs that. And people usually don't know this principle. This is why nations, complete nations, go and live in the curse. Because, for instance, Africa,
the
hard part of Africa where there's famine and death, AIDS and things like that. You know there are certain parts of Africa. And for instance, a child is born, and this is all that he sees. Everything, this is all that he sees in the future, and this image of self-destruction penetrates him, and they don't say over there, I'll be a doctor, I'll be a lawyer, I'll be a mechanic. He turns right and left, he sees destruction and death, and that's where he's going to be. In his consciousness, he already started his destruction and death. This is what God said, when you will touch the fruit, you will die, because God does not care about this case that will live a couple more years. In the spirit realm, you entered into the image of death. That is why when you tasted the fruit, when I'm talking about Adam and Eve, when they tasted that fruit, it said to death, God says, your body will finally catch up to that death. Some don't understand God. What do you mean death? They lived so long. You don't understand. For God, this your body does not matter. Why? Because when they took this fruit and ate it, they readdressed their consciousness with completely different address. When they tasted that fruit, they changed the address.
And
the very being of humanity changed. God said, that's it. I can't work with you, not because I don't want to, because you will leave me. You will pass me by. Because I am a nobody for you right now. And he says, you will die, you surely die.
And see, you know,
he was playing with their with themselves, with them, says, he won't die. In the physical, maybe, but God was talking about the spirit realm. Same thing with the sin. You look, you sin. You don't need to do something with God for it to be sin. He sees your consciousness, he sees your thoughts, he knows where you're headed. So, you always move in the things that you see. If you have problems with alcoholic addiction, often it's not demons or curses. How many times have I heard people that suffer with some sort of addictions and demons? They think it's demons. Pastor, cast it out. You think it's that easy? I'll give you a magical pill and say, Satan, come out in Jesus' name. And you started living. No, you have to work for it. And it's not demons, it's right here. It's in your head. It's right here. And they say, oh, it's the demons. And demons are like, what are you talking about? I'm not even there.
гуталина выдавить. Сатана даже такого не знает.
You're shooting up, or you're trying to figure out how to make alcohol out of shoe polishing cream. How do you even do it? How is it even possible? And the demons sit around and say, oh, wow. I understand you're trying to give me the honor for inventing this thing, but I had no even clue that that was even possible. Stop it with all these demon chasing. And they're not as powerful as the church preaches and makes them to be. That's nonsense. We destroy ourselves. And the demon comes and says, what should I even do here? They're doing a great job themselves. Let's go into the great future, brothers and sisters. He looked into your consciousness. It's all good. I don't need to do anything there. They're on the right path, brothers and sisters. He knows. Why does the devil need to mess with you? You know when attacks come, when he looked into your consciousness and said, oh, they're headed the right way. And sometimes you think, Lord, I'm nothing and nobody. Why am I beat up? My rear is all blue. In the spirit realm, I mean. God says, Sonny, you don't get it. In the consciousness, you're already there. In your heart, you're there. In the image of your spirit, you're already there. And the devil looked into your image, he does not need your flesh. Your flesh will eventually get to your consciousness. The devil sees the consciousness says, time to attack. And you're thinking, why am I attacked? I'm a nobody. That's your answer. You're not a nobody. In your consciousness, you're someone. And the devil needs not to destroy you right now. What he's trying to do is you paint the picture of where you're headed. And as soon as he stops you, he lets you go. You understand what I'm saying here? This is it. Stop thinking that this is today, that's you. It's the result of where your consciousness was before. So,
зачастую вообще небесное проклятие это не бутылка, это не наркотики, это твое представление себя.
Demons
это
are not curses or whatever. It's who you see yourself. You see your eyes either one or not. You see yourself.
Соленым огурцом.
You see yourself drinking. You understand what I'm trying to say here. You don't shut your eyes and don't see yourself in a white shirt. With a stethoscope with the name Dr. So-and-so. You understand what I'm trying to say? You have images. You think you got drunk. It's your consciousness. Fed you with it. Got you drunk. Your consciousness got you drunk. Says, you have not been in this image for a while. Come here. You're dreaming about it, right? Did you buy the snacks to go with it? In other words, your consciousness takes your body into that image. You think, again, I'm in this problem. And honestly, no one in their right mind wants to get drunk, get high on drugs. Normal people in their righteous mind say, why? But you cannot not do it because your body cannot not enter that image. It will get there. This is why you're like a slave. This is what God says, they're slaves of sin. You understand the secret of slavery? It's not to sin. It's to be a sinner right here.
When God takes that
consciousness away, you will fall and make mistakes, but you're not a sinner. Because right here, you have been washed by the blood. Because right here, you have been redeemed. Because your spirit has been seated in Christ, with Christ in heavenly places, and even if you made mistakes. Relax. Oh, Lord, I gotta go confess again. Because you hate it and you depart from it, it already is proof that it's not your image. You feel sick because of it. You understand? Rule number one of a sinner, he sinned and he enjoys it. He says, more. The one that's born from above, he cries and screams, says, God, that's this is the last time. Because that is not his image. He's still battling certain elements, but he is heading the other way. God does not need you to make your body sinless. He needs to make you sinless outside of time in your spirit. We've talked about this before. It's deep things. And your body will catch up eventually. If you don't understand, praise the Lord. Because for some to understand and comprehend these things, it's a serious problem.
Побежал, как лань по горам. Люди не понимают этого момента, говорят,
people don't understand this moment.
It
has nothing to do with a bottle or alcohol. It's a confirmation of who you are and where you work.
Have
you ever asked yourself this question? Why? No matter how hard you try, I'm asking a question not for you as an individual, but for everyone. To become a good person, but you cannot. Any of you ask that question, why is it that I cannot be who I want to be? I want to, right? We try not to do that and that.
Look,
to not stop it with alcohol, even though sometimes that does help.
Because
as soon as you stop abusing it, you could also start it. Gossipers, they stop and then they start again. Liars stop and then they start again. Beloved, everyone has things that they battle. And it's not right here. It's right here in your head. Your consciousness. Look. You have to see yourself as God sees you, and when you will start to constantly think about it, to see this, you will start moving towards it consciously, you will transform into it. I've seen this one documentary, and really, it really shook me. They were saying that a man, or a body, or organism, as a human, this, it cannot discern reality from thoughts. Again, I will explain this. We're going to another direction. This right here, your body, your brain, cannot discern. Sometimes for the brain, dream is the reality, you understand? In other words, doctors prove that with a human body, it happens, the same thing happens in the dream, in the coma, or for real. Even a dog runs in her sleep.
The
body, listen, cannot discern where you shut your eyes and you see yourself in the glory, listen, or you open your eyes and you see yourself in crap. Body cannot discern. In other words, listen, I'm headed somewhere. In other words, your body programmed either from your vision and understanding or from the dream of God. Again, I'll tell you this, beloved. When I saw that documentary on Discovery Channel, I was like, are you kidding? Am I hearing this correctly? Am I hearing this right? There are many doctors, and they said, we've experimented, and we've tried, we've tested alcoholics and normal people. He said, it doesn't matter.
If you have
horrible dreams, says the body reacts exactly the same. The cells react the same way. Adrenaline in the body is the same. If it happens in a dream or in reality, in the dream, there's no real danger, but it says that the body is just a result.
So you live the results.
Either according to the flesh, you understand these words now, or according to the spirit. In other words, I see the spirit. I am far in the spirit, and my body wants it or not. You will catch up with it, because my body does not know the difference between a dream and reality. I know, but the body does not know. I know. My brain cannot discern. You understand how important this is? I tell you this. Sometimes I receive these things not from preachers, but from Discovery Channel. Sometimes doctors are smarter than our teachers that can't put two words together. Are you receiving something for yourself? I beg you. Today's message, I'll say this. It's not just to scream amen and run to Starbucks. No, stop. Here, you need to think. You need to think for yourself.
Even from this moment, your
circumstances do not change. It doesn't matter. Change it right here.
Change
it direction right here. And everything will eventually catch up
with it.
Stop looking with your physical eyes. Stop programming from this world. Market is up. Market is doing good. Market is doing bad. Will I have work? Will I not? You're programming yourself. You are destroying yourself. You're crippling yourself. You have programmed yourself for this world. You do not allow your spirit to lead you. You don't leave according to the spirit. You're not led by him. You're led by this, the spirit of this age. Stop. And the faster the better.
Итак, говорю, никто не задумывался над тем, что такое пророчество. Это сам Бог говорит тебе, кем Он видит тебя. Пророчество помогает тебе создать твой образ и двигаться к нему. Но для заблуждающих, я думаю, что после пророчества тебе нужно Сначала нужно стать или преобразиться в то, о чем пророчество говорит. Если ты не станешь тем, о чем оно говорит, ты просто заскочишь в свое призвание и выпрыгнешь в ужас, потому что ты к нему не готов. Твое сознание.
Your consciousness.
И вот два бойца.
And here are two warriors.
Которые
fighters. They battle in the octagon.
Одинаковое тело.
They have the same
Одинаковый
body.
Вес.
Same weight.
Одинаковая весовая категория.
They have same weight category. Why is it that one is victorious and the other one loses? Not because he has less muscles or power and strength. He pre-programmed himself. He gave fear to the things that are not there to enter. He allowed these clips where that other fighter would say to scare him. He said, I will destroy you. You know, they do that to each other before fights. And he allowed that to penetrate him. He entered into that image of a little loser. And then he just finished his projected image on the ring. But here he already lost. Beloved, again and again I tell you, be very careful. Not what is happening in your life right now. That's not that important. But what's right now in your consciousness. That's more important. This is interesting. The things that no one sees yet, no one experiences yet. Sometimes you look in there yourself and you're like, whoa. Like a good one or like, whoa, bad one. What is in your consciousness right now? If there's nothing there, don't wait for any changes at all. If there is something bad, wait for changes towards bad. If there are real images of God and you're fed up of that and you receive power from those images and ideas that God gives you, you will move towards them. So, Joseph was moving towards his goal by receiving power and direction from his dreams. Let's read about it. I will not try to hold you long. Genesis 37:5. Let's read a small moment from the life of Joseph. Small teenager, to him it was revealed the things that no one was in there. How do you enter that? Start living and get up from these images. And you know what Joseph did? He didn't say, weird dreams. Probably ate too much. It must have been a pizza dream. God, what are we doing collecting wheat? What is this? What is this? There are all these fields. What is that? They're collecting wheat. Let's move on. Stop sending me YouTube clips, please. Because then those songs come up. Now Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him still more. And he said to them, listen now and hear, I pray you, this dream that I had dreamed. We brothers were binding sheaves in the field, and behold, my sheaf arose and stood upright, and behold, your sheaves stood around about my sheaf and bowed down. Don't you think that these are images that God was placing in him long before it actually happened? He was a teenager. He entered his calling through many years. He had to go through hell and back. Look. His brother said to him, shall you indeed reign over us? Or are you going to have us as your subjects to dominate us? Sometimes when you tell your visions and dreams to people, the enemies have the most correct interpretation of that dream or vision. I've noticed that friends kind of would smile like, awesome, but the enemy would say, so what do you say? You are going to do this? Probably. You know, I love the positive reaction that Joseph had. He says, yeah. Of course, he had to pay for it later on, but in other words, he gave that image, even though he was a teenager, to enter into his consciousness, subconsciousness, into consciousness, and to move his whole life. Look, we all know this story. Let's refresh it. Shall you indeed reign over us, and are you going to have us as your subjects and dominate us? And they hated him all the more for his dreams and for what he said. So the level of hatred arose even higher. But Joseph dreamed yet another dream and told it to his brothers. You know what? He should have probably just stopped after the first dream. You know what? I think that that young man believed into his image. He said, guys, guys, another one. I have another, guys, I have another dream. This time it was even more awesome for me, at least. But Joseph dreamed yet another dream and told it to his brothers also. He said, see here, I have dreamed again, and behold, this time not only 11 stars, but also the sun and the moon bowed down and they did reverence to me. And he told it to his fathers as well and his brethren, but his father rebuked them and said to him, what is the meaning of this dream that you have dreamed? Shall I and your mother and your brothers actually come to bow down ourselves to the earth and do homage to you? And Joseph's like, seriously, I'll tell you the truth. I saw it all. You know what? He placed this image into his consciousness, and guess what later on happened? And all the sheaves and the sun and the moon, everyone bowed down. Joseph's brothers envied him and were jealous of him. Notice the root, the most important thing, jealousy. The root of all hatred, jealousy. I'll say this, hatred without jealousy cannot exist. Look, jealous of him, but his father observed the saying and pondered over it. Daddy was like, what? Interesting. Why is he always seeing these dreams? This is one example. You know, I understood this law a long time ago, and many years ago, I already saw myself as a pastor that is known worldwide. And for some people, they will be a prideful statement. This is why you are so humble. According to you will never enter into your call. Because to enter into your call, forget about humbleness in the image or how you see it. In images, Joseph, David, Daniel, you cannot have humbleness there. In the image, you have to see yourself as God sees you and shows you. He told you that you will be victorious over Goliath, you will. Did he? He tells you that your mother and father will bow before you. That means it will happen. Do not count.
You know,
people totally don't understand what is true humbleness. Humbleness has to happen, you know where? Only before him. Beloved, I'm sorry. Humbleness before people? Why? To prove to you that I'm good. Explain to me, why do you need my humbleness? You are going to judge me? Give me a reward? Going to hang out like two humble individuals? Tell me, why? Any of you ever had that thought in your head? No, church, explain to me, why do you need to humble yourself before me? Why do I have to be humble before you? Beloved, when my heart is humble before him, everyone will see my heart of a servant and a pastor. When my heart walks in humbleness, but when I am prideful there, everyone here will turn on me and say, ew, I don't want to be around him. There's this rotten spirit around him. Have you ever heard that or felt that? You don't want to be next to these people that are prideful. Humbleness can only be before him, beloved. Bible nowhere ever tells us that you have to humble yourself before flesh and blood. Jesus never humbled before them. Disciples never, ever. They were in Sanhedrin. It was the highest power back in the day. He said, what? Leave us alone. Do not preach in the name of Jesus that you are preaching in. They left the house. Right. Yeah, right. Uh-huh. We're so afraid of you. Said, we're going to do the things that God will tell us to do. They are so not humble, brothers. But it was written that more and more people and signs and wonders would follow him. So relax about these humble things. Maybe because religion perverted the understanding of this word humbleness. This is why we're just like losers. Inside, you're a piece of poo. I'm sorry. You just...
what humbleness we have.
Humbleness that makes sense in front of these people. I can pretend I'm all humble. In front of these, I say, why don't you go away? Or in front of these people, I'm super humble and pretend and play roles. Humbleness is all nonsense before people. If I love you, I will tell you about it. If I treasure you, I will tell you about it as well. But why do we have to bow before ourselves and shout the word gods? Humble before who? These are your leaders. What? He's the same man as me. If he sends God as his judge, are you with me? Oh, religion does not like us, really, because we totally destroy all this crap. But spent years and years to build up this crap. You know,
this is the most highest level of crap. I've seen myself as a pastor on a world level where I'm headed right now. And it's not some sort of prideful statement, beloved. It's a thing that will maybe played in you right now. It's a religious thing. It says, what is he thinking about himself? Who do you think he think he is? This is what I thought 12 years ago.
We fly far.
Don't worry, every one of us has a father that within time will land us if we kind of head the wrong way.
You just need to relax, just breathe and trust him. If you will go a little far over there, daddy will catch you in that consciousness and will redirect you. Say, Sonny, stop. So I can see the shoulder where you're going to be on. Stop. You don't need to go there yourself. That means witchcraft. You have to see his image about you. His thoughts about you. His dreams and desires. His prophecies that have been confirmed. Dreams that have been confirmed. A man will come and tell you certain things from the spirit and put all these puzzles together and say, this is it. And you start saying these things and say, I now receive this image. I see myself as successful. I see myself as a millionaire, for instance. I see it. Myself building homes for the poor.
I see myself
restore a chain of body parts. I see how body restores. I see how midgets grow. I see how bald people get hair. The ones that do need hair. Because not everyone wants hair. Some say, I like it this way. Imagine, some get bothered by all the hair. You need to style it.
There's a lot of work that goes into that.
Just washed.
Polished. That's it.
We're shining for Jesus. You're so shiny. Like it is written in the Bible. If a man went bald, it's not sin. In Old Covenant, it is written that he's not considered unclean. It's normal. That means he'll be cleaner. His hygiene will be better. I saw myself successful. I saw, and I still see, closeness with God. I see how religion dies and generation is arising. I see millions of people that have been bound by this slavery and monster. They receive freedom. I see many things, beloved, that I through time enter into. Did you ever wonder? Why Jesus required Garden of Gethsemane before he was crucified? You know, we've read the Bible so many times just casually that we don't understand what the word says. And even those most popular places in the Bible, who can interpret and make me understand that the King of Kings that will be crucified needed Gethsemane? You know, his disciples were sleeping, but Jesus was tormented in those in that hour. The Bible calls it one of the most difficult hours in the life of Jesus. Why does Jesus need a Gethsemane before the cross? Why? I ask. This whole night of torment. And you can come up with different reasons. You know, and I don't believe anything the religion said about that. Gethsemane. Because in that garden, Jesus went into, kind of entered the image that was in his, stepped into his own image. The cross was one of the most horrific, horrible deaths. If you remember watching The Passion, the movie, somewhat showed us what he went through as far as the physical pains, but it never talked about the emotional torment and the demonic torment that he went through in the spirit realm. And so the garden was needed for the reason that Jesus would step into his image. There in the garden, he died. And at the cross, he finished that death that started in the garden. We can see from Scripture that Jesus was dying in the garden. He died in Gethsemane. The death of Christ happened earlier than his body suffered death. You know, God the Father showed him images in the garden of his death, and that's why it says that his, from the torment and stress that his body was going through, his sweat was like, with his sweat, blood, drips of blood were coming out. And through the pores, instead of sweat coming where blood was coming out, that says that that Jesus suffered emotional torment. Are you with me? I just want you to understand this moment. Matthew 26:36. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he told his disciples, "Sit down here while I go over yonder and pray." And taking with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, he began to show grief and distress of mind and was deeply depressed. Then, did Jesus, while hanging on the cross, suffer did the blood come out through his pores like it did in the garden from stress? No. He raised his eyes to the sky and said, "It is finished." He stepped into that image that was shown to him in the garden. People think, why am I going through such a difficult emotional torment when in the physical there's nothing really going on? It's because you're in the spirit, you're stepping into your calling. The reality took place many years ago when the gift of God on your life became part of you, and you went through that transformation into that image into that God gave you. And so that in the physical you can step into it very easy. Then he said to them, "My soul," verse 38, "my soul is very sad and deeply grieved, so that I am almost dying of sorrow. Stay here and keep awake and keep watch with me." And going for a little further, he threw himself upon the ground on the face and prayed, saying, "My Father." This is only people could say this if they're dying, or someone could say this, my father, if it is possible, let this cup pass away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, not what I desire, but as you will and desire. This is someone that is battling on the inside. But he says, not what I will, but as you will and desire. Do you think God did not hear his prayer? Why would Jesus tell his father the same thing three times? It's a sign that God gives you to go through your process, even if it's very difficult for you, even if you have to cry a little. But at the end of all, let his will be done. And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping, and he said, Peter, what are you so utterly unable to stay awake and keep watch with me for 1 hour? All of you must keep awake and watch and pray that you may not come into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And verse 42 says again, a second time he went away and prayed, my father, if this cannot pass by unless I drink it, your will be done. And so the prayer is a little changed here. But he says here that if this cannot pass by unless I drink it, your will be done. And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were weighed down with sleep. So leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time using the same words.
Чуть дальше, я не буду много брать времени, написано, когда он полностью прошел через смерть, написано, он встал и уже был полностью готов к смерти.
And at the end of that time, when he got up, it sure looks like he died there. And he talked to his disciples, said, rise up, the one that is gonna throw me over is coming. So rise up and this moment here that I'm talking about, who you are right now and who you're supposed to be. God forbid that you're living from your and feeding from your past. I heard an interview of this one serial killer before they injected him killed him. Talked to him and took an interview. This is what the man said. He says, how do you act? Explain what happened to you. How did it all begin? And the killer said he started taking pictures of women, certain women, and would constantly watch over them through several weeks. Then he would imagine what he would do to them while looking at the picture. I would feed from the thoughts daily until I finally became what I saw that I was. And some people say, how do you get to that point? It's it takes time, very calmly, step by step. Every moment you're there in your thoughts, and he created this monster in his thoughts. And then he says that when he kidnapped a woman, raped her, and then killed her, that it was like a piece of cake for me. I didn't even see her as a human, because it was already accomplished in his mind through his thoughts. Your body and your brains does not really recognize, can't tell the difference whether you're experiencing in the natural or if you're experiencing this in the dream. That is why you are making yourself in your own thoughts. Either you're living from the hard past, or a great future. David, you know, was not even a king, but he in the natural, but he was a king in the inside. But Saul, on the other hand, was in the natural a king, but inside he was a weak man. And my last question is, you know, who controls your mind? I ask you right now, even when this church is over today, and Monday comes, just, you know, promise God that from this day on, you're going to start believing everything that God has to say about you, and start rewriting and changing your mind, getting renewed in your mind, and you will be surprised how well this will take you out of